I crown thee Queen Cora, Empress of the Holly Realm. And with that, John Armistead Palmer, back in 1895, pinned a sprig of holly in Empress Cora's hair, and thus began here on the Northern Neck one of the oldest traditions in Virginia's social history, the Holly Ball. And last night, December 28th, the tradition continued with the crowning of a queen for the 115th time. By the way, the original holly tree from which Mr. Palmer snipped that sprig was acquired by Palmer by trading one of his Jersey calves for, quote, an exquisite berry-laden holly tree, unquote. With the deed reading, this tree would be in trust for the use and benefit of the Queen of the Holly Realm and her duly appointed successors in office for all time. Well, for many years, one of the dramatic rites of the ball was to have everyone convene at the Great Holly and witness the newly crowned queen carve her initials in the bark. Well, sadly, the Great Holly was demolished in a nasty storm back in 1968, but remnants of it are on display at the Kilmarnock Museum, along with lots of other souvenirs of the Holly Ball. Now, if you're a tradition fan, you'll enjoy the fact that in 1930, the Holly Ball Queen was the daughter of Cora Brent, that very first Holly Ball Queen. And in 1935, the reigning queen was a granddaughter of John Palmer. I wonder if he'd be surprised that today the ball is not merely a grand debutante coming out party, which it is, but according to the local papers, quote, the fundraising charitable arm supporting the Tidewater Foundation. That foundation made 29 contributions in 2009 and donations in excess of $250,000 over the decade to many worthy entities in and around the Northern Neck and Tidewater areas. So while the ball is still a society ball, it contributes greatly to various worthy causes of the Northern Neck and beyond. Palmer was an interesting and innovative man. I talked with one of his descendants not too long ago, who told me about the very first newspaper on the Northern Neck, the Virginia Citizen, and I didn't realize that her grandfather, actually her great-great-grandfather, John Palmer, started it. And there's a village here called Palmer, and it was the site of the very first Oyster Railroad, again started by Palmer. There are copycat holly balls all over the country, but my favorite is one of the oldest. It's a real holly ball, known to many as a kissing ball, described this way in a catalog I received. A charming, romantic tradition harking back to the 18th century England, and as the custom goes, whenever a young lady standing beneath the ball received a kiss, she'd remove a berry until all the berries and kisses were gone. Gone, yes, until next year, like last night's holly ball, here on the Northern Neck. This is Thea Marshall.